study of Megillas Esther. I believe we're in the middle of the second perek. And remember, the purpose of the book of Esther is to highlight that the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that God is interested always in Am Yisrael. And it focuses, the whole of chapter 2 is setting, or 1 and 2, is setting the stage of what we call Refuah Kodem Lamaka. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the cure before he gives the plague, or the vaccine before the disease. Now, why is that so important? Why is that? Why is it so important that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it stresses that that God already had the cure ready? Why is that important? Because the purpose of what the Megillah wants to accomplish is that not to think that, okay, God fell asleep, and now the Jewish people have a problem, so then he has to go bail them out of the problem, because, you know, but whose fault was it? It was God, because he was asleep. If he would have been awake, he wouldn't have been in the problem. The purpose of the Refuah Kodem Lamaka is to highlight that it's all about a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with God. Right? It's because we distanced ourselves from Hashem. Different understandings as to what that distance was caused by. Did we give up on our redemption, right? Or did we bow before the idol for political convenience or for safety, whatever it is, when we shouldn't have? Did we go to the party and enjoy the party? Whatever the sin was, right, and as multiple aspects of the sin, it's not singular, right? But nonetheless, the Refuah Kodem Lamaka shows, when you say that God set the stage for the redemptive process before he gave the patch, is to show that it's all by design. Right? It's all by design. And the whole reason why you got the patch was because, right, you distance yourself from me. Because God is in a marriage that he cannot get divorced. Right? Hashem is married to Am Yisrael and he can't exchange us. Right? He signed on the dotted line. He's committed. So therefore, he has to do all in his power to awaken us, because otherwise we'll sail off into oblivion, and the whole purpose of the world, Hashem's relationship with us, will all wither away. And therefore, you have chapter 1 with Vashti's death, and then setting the stage for Esther to ascend to the throne. And then finally, at the close of chapter 2, which is where Mordechai overhears that there's an assassination attempt on the life of the king. And he reports that to Esther. Right, and Esther says it over to the king in the name of Mordechai, and it gets recorded in the private diary of the king. Now that's a mistake, because where should it have been recorded? It should have been recorded in the public diary. It's also a mistake because it's in the king's best interest that if somebody saves his life, that he wants to make that very, very public. He wants to reward that very, very publicly. And you see that in the Megillah itself 6 months, years later, when the whole thing with when he couldn't sleep, right? So that itself was a miraculous. All of these small nuances that could just be chance, right? Everything could be chance, but all these nuances together create the perfect scenario that allows for the later redemption. Again, it could have gone unrealized had Am Yisrael not did tshuva, had Am Yisrael not awakened themselves, and of course, it could never have surfaced. And sometimes you have the beauty or the complexity of Megillas Esther, is that which seems to be good could be bad, and that which seems to be bad could be good. Whose fault was the whole story? Well, in chapter 2, everything is upside down. Because in chapter 2, what causes... In chapter 3, I'm sorry. When you go to Haman's ascension, so who causes all of the problems? Mordechai. Right? Mordechai causes all the problems because he does not bow before Haman. Everybody was commanded to bow before Haman, and Mordechai refuses to bow before Haman. So who's the source of all of the problem? Mordechai. You have to aggravate the guy. What, you have to start up with the guy? Right? He caused all the problems. Now, it is ironic, of course, because some interpret right after Mordechai's saving the king's life and it being recorded in the private dialogue, of the private books of the king, it says after this, the king rose up Haman to be the chief advisor and to become the second in command to the king. So some want to tie the two together, that the reason that what Haman did, Haman was a master manipulator, right? He was a wily fellow, and he himself, what he did is he took credit for saving the king's life. Now, how did he accomplish that? Right? How did he accomplish that? Because he played the card that who was the main person that saved his life? It was Esther. Right? The king forgot about the Mordechai part, because Esther only said it in the name of Mordechai. Mordechai didn't stand in front of the king. She told it to him. It got recorded. But he didn't remember. He just remembered Esther. So his treasured wife. So who put Esther in office? Haman. Haman took credit for putting Esther in office. So king, you owe it to me. You owe it to me, because I'm really the one that did. Because had I not, because the Midrash says that Haman was Memuchan. So he told him, depose Vashti, get rid of Vashti. Right? And then, of course, that brought about the whole beauty pageant. That brought about Esther. So it's all me. So therefore, you owe it to me. And the king fell in line with that reasoning. Right? And indeed, he promoted Haman to be the chief of staff. Right? To be the main person. So you see all of this orchestration. Right? But the irony is that Mordechai didn't get rewarded. Haman got rewarded. Haman, right? And then Haman, he doesn't bow before Haman, right? So everything is the opposite. And that's why it's, right, that's v'nahapachu. That's the name of the holiday is the opposite. Everything's just the opposite of the way it seems. That's some, hey, that's the idea of the custom of a mask. Why, what's a mask? A mask is right, it shields you. You don't see, right? It's not what you think it is. You pull off the mask. Whoa, I don't believe it. Right? Right, there's a mask. So that's the idea. Somebody asked me, Shaila. Somebody called me with a Shaila. They want to get a haircut. They want to get a haircut, a mohawk, or some type of a mohawk in honor of Purim. And then after Purim, they're going to take it off. So it wasn't exactly a mohawk. It was a little bit more complicated than a mohawk, but good enough for our story. So they asked me what I thought. So I told them, I don't think it sits with the Minig Yisrael. Because the whole Minig, the whole custom was that it should be a mask. It's not that it should be you. Right? This is the you. You can't pull it off. Right, especially the way they sent me the question. Asked me the question. You can't pull it off. It has to be. It can't be you become it. It has to be in front of you. And then you say, no, it's not me. Right? As I said, I didn't think that it was a proper thing. It should be a costume. It shouldn't be the essence of the person. Right? And therefore, I didn't think it was proper. But that's based upon this, is that it has to be, you know, it's Hashem is just putting everything in a veil. It's hidden. And Bezrat Hashem, it comes off, and the true person, the true essence of the person should come out.